Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun, episode 14 for April 20th, 2009, in Continental Airlines.
This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much.
Episode 14. My name is Sarah Lane. Happy to have you. Of course, joined by my lovely comrade, Martin Sargent.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Sorry I was late to the show today.
It's all right.
It was a little bit of traffic. You know, I was driving up the 101 and I swear.
The 101? What are you, from LA? Calm down now.
I was driving up the 101. I looked to my left. Well, two weird things happened. First of all, I'm driving up and I hear a voice to my left. This never happened to me in my life. I'm going about 55. 60, something like that.
The pace
of traffic.
Like a schizophrenia kind of voice.
Hey, there's a motorcyclist right there, and he's talking to me while I'm driving. He's like, have I hit the 116 yet? Has that ever happened to you? I didn't even think that was physically possible with, like, you know, sound physics and Doppler effects and all that.
Well, depends on where you were. He hadn't hit the 116.
No. That's not the weird part. The fact that...
Well, I'm trying to help him now. I'm like,
no, he had not hit the 116 yet.
Where were you exactly?
That, but I was so flummoxed. I don't know. That was the first weird thing.
I think it's nice. You go on high speed. Sometimes people need direction. You guys weren't going to be stopping anytime soon, and he needed to know where he was going.
No, I didn't help him.
What's the second weird thing?
Fairly certain I saw Ted dancing.
Doing what?
Just driving like a Subaru wagon.
Was he bald or was he not bald?
No, he had like the real white hair.
But with the bald?
No.
No?
No, like he doesn't Curb Your Enthusiasm. Not Ted Danson.
Because Ted Danson is bald when he doesn't have his hairpiece going on.
Oh.
What's going on here?
I don't know what, like, Colleen was pantomiming me to do something.
Why don't you point the mic at your face? There you go.
That looks good. Good.
So, Martin, I think before we get into, you know, our top stories, we've got some sort of fun announcements.
Fun?
Yeah.
Monumental?
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to do the honors?
No, I think you should do it.
You do?
Because it's closer to you.
Okay. All right. Well, in honor of us at the time of print, we were, what, number 20?
Number 20 on iTunes.
On iTunes. iTunes podcasts, of course. We'll never beat American Life. Or will we?
No, we will. I want to kick Ira Glass in the glasses.
Ovaries. Testes.
Yeah, I can't say what I wanted to say on this show. Ira Glass, he's a sissy. He's going down.
So in honor of our great achievement, you know, Ashton style.
We're going to talk about this American Life.
Good show, but it's no This Week in Fun.
No.
We've got some champagne.
Yeah.
It's $8.99.
That's a good stuff.
It's a lovely Cook's bottle. It is the good stuff. And I want to open it, and I also feel like I might really regret it since we're around so much machinery.
Open it over by all the machinery. Maybe we should give it to Colleen.
Colleen can open it.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's, you know.
There. So that was very...
It's more dexterity.
We're going to have a little bit of champagne. Right. Congratulations,
thank you, Colleen.
Sarah.
Congratulations to you too, Martin.
Number 20.
Number 20. You know, of all the podcasts...
If it was a top 20 video countdown kind of show for iTunes, we would be on that show.
Well, and we will be.
I have had other shows, Infected, for example, that reached number one. Infected by Martin. However, that was a few years ago.
And there are a lot more podcasts now.
A lot more. It's more difficult to do it nowadays than it used to be.
Más difícil. As they would say in España, or Mexico, or Venezuela, or Peru, and so on and so forth. So, champagne.
It's open.
Thank you, Colleen. You're the best. I guess we should just swig it straight out of the bottle, right?
I guess so. Do we have glasses?
It is $8.99 and all. Oh, we have glasses. Beautiful. You're the best. Thank you, my dear. My dear? Can I call you my dear? Huh.
Look at that thing in back of you, the original screensavers.
Don't you love that? Yeah, well, you know, Megan's coming by the show today.
Me.
So, Colleen,
Megan's coming.
For
Megan
you,
Maroney.
My dear.
Thank you.
And a little for me as well.
Ooh, Megan, she got married. What's her new last name?
It's Maroney.
Oh.
She used to be Megan Oleski.
Oh, right. That's what it was. Maroney sounds better than Oleski.
Foolish, I believe. To you.
Cheers.
To Twiff.
To making it to number one.
Speaking
of number one.
To the climb, to the top. The top, baby.
I'm really sick of hearing about this Ashton Kutcher kid.
Who is that?
This little knob.
Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher.
What has he done? Oh, would you like to see
him? You heard about this whole thing. You heard about the whole thing where he challenged CNN to this contest to see who would get, of course you have heard about this, to get
I've heard about it,
to
but,
get
you
to
know,
number one, yeah. To get to 1 million Twitter followers first.
Oh, yes.
So this little guy, he's all full of himself.
Yeah.
Says, you know, if I can get to 1 million followers before an entire network, what does that say about the state of the media nowadays? Well, it says a lot, really. But I don't like the attitude in which he undertook this.
Now,
a lot of chutzpah.
Why, Martin?
And here's the other thing, Sarah. I'm very upset with myself because he only won by like 1,200 followers. If I had motivated the Sarge Army to vote for CNN instead of Ashton Kutcher, CNN might have won. I'd rather see, you know, Anderson Cooper and Larry King up there. And Ali Vesey.
Well, the funny thing about it was that CNN BRK wasn't even CNN's Twitter account until like a couple days ago. Ashton was like racing to the top with some guy who just happened to own that account.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the fun part of it. So that was the account wrinkles. That he was, you know, that had so many followers. And everyone, including myself, actually, until recently, thought that it was just like the, you know, sort of the breaking headline kind of CNN account.
Why would you follow Ashton Kutcher?
I don't know.
I'm sure he's a really
like
nice
punked?
Guy. He's a really
you
nice
like
guy.
Demi Moore?
What is he saying? Do you follow him? Like, what is he saying?
Well,
like,
I don't because you know, I don't follow
really,
a lot of people.
I
want
to know what Ashton Kutcher and Demi are up to right now.
Demi. As in Demi Cup. Bra.
Surrounded by his wife, Demi Moore, Soleil Moonfry, that's Punky Brewster, and Sean Diddy Combs supporting him on the phone, the star officially crossed the 1 million mark, beating out rival CNN Breaking News shortly after 11 p.m. Diddy was involved in this.
Well, they're all friends, you know? They do their friend stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with these people or why they have nothing better to do. You know, it's funny.
And then they grab the champagne, just like we did.
Yeah. And well,
champagne never tasted so lousy. Now it's been ruined for me.
There you go. Ashton Kutcher. Look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him
so
gloating.
Smug. Yeah. What's his the Twitter thing? A+? What
I
does
think
that
it's
mean?
A+K.
A+K.
Ashton Kutcher. A+K.
It's clever.
It's clever.
He's kind of fat in that
He
picture.
Doesn't look...
Look
he
at
does
him.
Look,
it looks like he's got a gut.
You know what? You're right. He looks a little pudge. He looks a lot fatter than I've ever seen you look.
Thank you.
And he's a skinny guy, you know? You're looking pretty svelte, Marty. I'm not going to lie.
Ashton, you got chunked. It's like, how dare I?
I enjoyed
how
that.
Dare I, like, make fun of Ashton Kutcher and, like, you know, like, he is, like, so beyond me in, like, popularity and
but
everything.
But who cares? So what?
I do.
What?
I will say this. He, now that he won, he's donating, like, $100,000 to some cause fighting malaria. He's, like,
yeah, it's
buying all these
nets.
Mosquito nets. Of course, you know, I might say to Ashton Kutcher, $100,000 is, like, a nickel to me.
Yeah, you know, I read an interesting article. I don't want to get too into, you know, like the politics of everything, but interesting article about how, you know, buying a bunch of mosquito nets and distributing them to a poor African country is not really a very good solution. It's a sort of a gimmicky type of a thing. you know, you're not really helping anyone take care of themselves and not get malaria.
It's like, you know, the teaching a man to fish. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him fish. Is that how it goes?
Bird in the hand is worth two in the fist.
That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
In the bush, two in the bush, not two in the fist. I don't know. I love those
See?
New things. I know.
Money misspent.
So Ashton,
I could have used that money.
Ashton, you know,
I got mosquito.
Congratulations,
bug problem in my house.
You are amazing. You know, I know you're friends with Kevin Rose and stuff. So I guess by association, we're all buddies, right?
Friends with internet godchild Kevin Rose.
You know, Kevin. Was sort of supposed to be on the show today.
So was Jay. Speeding.
Yeah.
So one of the two of them.
You guys aren't making any
week.
Friends by canceling on the number 20 show on iTunes.
Oh, Kevin's like, folks. Oh, I can only do it before 10 after 5.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't need you. Two of us are doing just fine.
Yeah. I don't see Dignation in the top 20.
Particularly need Ashton either. You know what? You're right. We beat Dignation. It's all uphill from here. Downhill. It's all gravy. It's wavy gravy.
We keep getting
drunk? No.
A little. Well, okay, so that kind of upset me, that whole Ashton Kutcher on Twitter thing, but now here's a Twitter story that really makes my day.
Reel us in, Martin, reel us in.
Can we load it up?
Yep, it's loaded. You want to see her?
I want to see it before I say it.
Okay.
Bam, right there. Yeah! My girl Oprah's on Twitter.
Great.
My girl Oprah is going to be on Twitter. That's what they say. That's the rumor. Can anyone confirm this?
She's on Twitter, dummy.
Well, I know she's on Twitter, but she's like announcing it on the show supposedly today.
Well.
And she's going to send out her first tweet.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Today being Friday, of course.
Today being Friday.
Does
anyone watch Oprah today? I'm not going to be able to watch it. I got it on TiVo.
Well, I don't watch Oprah anyway, although I think she's a lovely woman. And this is one of her better shots. Really nice. Really nice, Valley Wag. Good work there.
I feel sorry. I'm fine. I feel
We're
sorry
doing
for
wipes
the people.
Today, a la Star Wars, because I can't figure out how to dissolve.
Yeah, a la Star Wars, you know. We drove past George Lucas's house
wipe,
on the
wipe,
way
wipe,
here.
Wipe.
Can you do like a star wipe?
No, it's fine.
You do a star
so,
wipe?
Anyway.
So, yeah. He's on,
gosh,
and like,
can't
you know, there. Robert Scoble said that she's going to be sending out her first tweet, and Scoble said it's probably going to happen.
That's fine. Does it surprise us anymore? I feel like Leo and I were talking about this recently, where it was like, I mean, are we still surprised that celebrities are getting on Twitter? They're all going to get on Twitter, and some at some point.
No, I think we're being facetious in talking about this whole thing.
Facetious?
I don't think that either of us really care that Oprah's on Twitter.
I don't, and the thing is that. I enjoy the Oprah show when I am sick at home and it's 3 p.m. and I've
seen it like once.
Okay, well, I've seen it more than that, but she's my favorite daytime syndicated show when I'm not feeling well and I'm home and I'm in our blanket and I got the chills.
And I like Ellen.
Because I find Oprah and Ellen to a bit of a lesser
it's
extent.
It's hilarious when she
very
dances.
Very soothing, like chicken soup. Oprah is good for my soul when I'm sick. However, I'm not particularly interested in Twitter updates about, you know, the next guest that she's
going
to have on the show.
Twitter's dead to me.
Okay.
I don't even barely tweet anymore
because
all these people crash my party.
The thing is, though, think about it,
Remember
though.
How exclusive think our club
it.
Was?
You follow the people you want, and so the people that you're not interested in, that you're jealous of, are completely off your radar.
A lot of people that I
are completely off your radar if you want them to be. So I think that you should just turn that frown upside down and try to enjoy life for 5 minutes.
I should issue some sort of a challenge against, like, so Ashton Kutcher challenged CNN. Like, what's some station that nobody watches? Like, maybe I should challenge, like, G4 to a million.
Oh.
Ho!
Zing.
How about
Booyah!
That?
Bling.
I'm going to bring it up old stuff, old rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
I really showed them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think G4.
No, I think
they've got a lot of,
they're probably doing fine.
So Twitter's on Oprah. Oprah's on Twitter. Ashton won Twitter. The rest of us are chugging along. I don't know. I had a conversation with one of my new very good friends at Current, Tori Taylor.
Love Tori Taylor.
You've met her.
I met Tori. I thought she was wonderful.
She
actually.
Is wonderful.
She seemed
Tori
really
Taylor
cool.
McMillan. Anyway, she was like, listen, just what I need to know. You know, I'm someone who's new to Twitter. I've got an account. I never do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I say? And I said, well, say whatever you want. Say something witty, you know, or post a picture. And she goes, I don't want to do any of that. I feel sort of bullied into it. And I said, you know what? Then you shouldn't use it. I feel like there's too many people who feel like they need to say stuff and they don't particularly have anything good to say. Just don't use it.
There's enough noise out there.
There should be it's not compulsory to use Twitter.
And
so
it may actually be bad.
Kudos
it may actually be bad for you. It may be
this
destroying humanity.
Now, tell us more about this because I find this fascinating and frightening.
Yeah. Scientists are now saying that Twitter makes us humans indifferent to human suffering.
Okay.
It makes us into monsters. I thought that's what video games did.
Well, apparently it's Twitter too.
Now it's Twitter.
Monsters,
Here's what happens.
So Grand Theft Auto's out. Twitter's
the whole rapid fire news bulletin phenomenon. Like you get on Twitter, the rapid fire. So like you see like, you know, 15 people dead in earthquake. 100,000 dead in tsunami, you know, volcano because all these people, war-torn Africa, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, brr, 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 and it does, they don't have time, their minds don't have time for it to at all sink in.
And become sort of empathetic to the stories
any,
that they're reading.
It doesn't have any magnetism on their moral compass.
I
understand?
I can sort of dig this.
It's bad for the young people's emotional development.
A little bit. I mean, here's one of the articles that we read, you know, it's... This is
scientists warn of Twitter dangers.
Scientists warn, what are you doing? A bad question to ask.
What your family needs to know about backpacks. It's like one of those things that you see like on the note.
The thing is about stories like this is, well, there may be, you know, totally rooted in truth. These are the inevitable stories that come out anytime a service gets very popular where people start worrying about their children's future.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
children.
Twitter's good. That my kid
children.
Will not understand what it means.
You know,
they will be afraid of the murder.
The last thing you should be worried about on the internet of your children looking at is Twitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
I've seen.
Yeah.
What's out there.
You've seen.
And so have your kids.
Yeah, the next generation of.
So have your children.
No kidding.
And Twitter's not what you should worry about. But that's not according to this researcher.
Well, Twitter might keep you from doing your homework.
It might. Certainly could keep you from trying to find a job.
It's research. What are you talking
this
about?
One researcher says, if things are happening too fast, you may not ever fully experience emotions about other people's psychological states, and that would have implications for your morality, says researcher Mary Helen Imordino Yang. You know what would cause me...
Mary Helen Imordio Yang?
That's her name.
What an amazing
What would cause
name.
Me human suffering is being a student in her college class and having to be like, excuse me, Professor Imordino Yang. Every time I had a question.
Just call her Mary Helen. She'd go off the rails. Can you imagine? Don't you call me that, you insolent little creep. Mrs. Imordino Yang to you. I don't know.
You think she was born Imordino or Yang?
Imordino.
You think? Is that how that
That's
works?
That's usually how it goes, yeah. Oh. When I am married, I may be Sarah Lane hyphen something. I haven't decided yet. I probably won't. I don't really like hyphenated names. Too much work.
Lane Laporte.
Leo's already married. Oh, you mean Henry? He's a doll. I'll marry him.
Lane Sargent. Nah.
Eh.
Oh, speaking
Oh,
of
hey. I was just talking about marrying
Laporte.
Your son.
Okay.
Is he available?
He's available.
Great.
He's a little younger
I was
for
speaking
you right
about.
Eh. Once
the
he's
big
18,
guy here.
It's all the same.
I was going to hook it up so you could watch Oprah.
Mm. Oh. Is she talking about Twitter?
Oh, yeah. She's got Evan and Ashton.
Oh, man. And we're doing this?
Somebody else. So
no one's going to be watching us. We got to finish the show by 4 o'clock,
East
man.
East Coast has already seen it.
Oh, fine.
Wow.
Sarah Lane Sargent for the win, says the tech whisperer in Stickham chat.
People like
I don't
that.
I don't
it's
know.
Got a
it's
nice
got a weird ring.
Ring.
You guys married? You
it's got
nah.
a nice ring.
Nah.
It does have a ring to it.
Nah.
It's got that.
Martin's got a best gal already. So, you know, I'm too little too late for me.
You're looking for jail bait?
Well, you know, sort of. I don't know.
You shouldn't address me.
Oh, they can't hear. Okay.
Leo doesn't actually exist here. She's just sort of a purple figure crawling on the floor.
Looks like Grimace
between
from
Colleen
McDonald's
and
down
Leo.
There.
It's like it's a big grape factory in here. Good lord. So So, Martin, Twitter is ruining our children.
It's real. All of us. It's causing human
society.
Suffering.
It's a horrible, horrible service. No one should use it. Everyone.
I'm gonna.
Tweety desktop?
Yeah.
No, I haven't played around with it. I'm looking at it. I'm excited.
Are you guys having wine?
Champagne
number 20
we're
on
number
iTunes.
20. Number 20.
Woo! See? Thank God somebody.
Of course, if we were
with
number 159, we'd still be drinking something, I would imagine.
yes, absolutely. Hey, man, we're on the charts. Moving right along, because I can see the show derailing real quick.
So, you know, this Professor Imordino Yang, she's got the problem with the fast news bulletins. Is whether there's another problem, apparently, with the way people take in media. According to this other bunch of researchers, these guys from the University of Washington, they say only half of people understand TV weather reports. They don't get it. When they hear when they a basic term such as there will be a 20% chance of rain, they have no idea what that means.
Really?
They did a test on students. They found that 50% thought that they were being told that when and where it would rain, even in forecasts that contained no such information. The 20%, like there's a 20% chance of it raining. You know, and this,
so
20% of the math.
Is it because they don't understand what 100% means?
I believe so. It's a math.
I hate to laugh, but that's a really simple one. I think they should be ashamed. Now, then this is, you know, let's pull up this. Look at this lovely lady. You know, she works so hard. She's a meteorologist, for goodness sakes. And nobody even knows what she's saying.
Well, of course people get distracted. Look at her.
Well, she's a lovely
woman. She's gorgeous.
Woman. Let's zoom in on her.
Hey, look at the one on the right.
She's
beautiful. Wait, go over to the ad.
No. They're not paying us. Look at this. Sky News, Tuesday at 6 a.m. Nobody has any idea what muggy means, but they love her jacket. Very smart.
What is muggy?
Muggy means sort of hot and wet. Muggy's awful.
She's muggy.
Well, she's not muggy. The weather is. She might be muggy.
See, hot and wet can be so good or so bad.
Viewers don't understand weather forecasts. Well, viewers, 20% chance of rain means it's probably not going to rain. There's less than one-fourth of a chance. Think of it's a piece of pie,
dry.
Right?
Yeah.
Four quarters of the pie.
We can bring out the pie.
Someone bring me a pie. Let's do some math. No. No, Colleen, don't worry. Colleen's like, want a pie?
I like pie.
Get you a pie.
And I don't like cake.
I don't like you for saying that. That's upsetting and cruel. Why would you ever say that you don't like pie?
I like pie.
Oh, you do like pie.
Yeah.
Sorry, I
misunderstood. Pie is better than cake, is what I'm saying.
I agree with you for the most part.
I believe
there is nothing better than a berry pie.
Somebody in this room once say that the worst pie is better than the best cake. Was that you?
Was that a Leo?
Was that you?
I'm down with that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And I also believe I heard somebody in this room say this must be where pies go when they die.
That would be me by way of Special Agent Dale Cooper of Twin Peaks fame.
I never watched the Twin Peaks.
Well, that's because you're stupid.
Is this something I should rent?
Yes.
Is this something that I should steal on the Pirate
She's
Bay,
dead.
Perhaps?
No, I don't know. Yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
She's like the biggest Twin Peaks fan of all time.
Pretty much.
No, I didn't know.
Well,
that.
I think there are other people that are still going to the Twin Peaks Festival in Spokane every year.
They
I'm
do not
doing
have
that.
A Twin Peaks Festival.
They do.
What do you think
they do.
Though, of David Lynch these days?
Well, he's very into the transcendental meditation. Transcendental meditation. I've watched some of his clips at the David Lynch Foundation, and I love him. I think he's an adorable man. But I am sort of like, I don't know if we were sitting in a room together, what we'd really talk about.
He has a video podcast. I'm not on mic, by the way. I mean, I'm on mic. But I'm
you're
not
on mic.
On the podcast.
So people can't hear anything that you're saying. So this has got to be
sort of
this,
weird.
This has got to be ridiculous. Well, get out of here then. You're
yeah,
ruining
what the
it.
What are you doing?
You're ruining this for us.
I brought you Oprah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's
so
great.
The Pirate Bay.
Yes, Martin.
The Pirate Bay, the four guys behind the Pirate Bay today sentenced.
They are guilty.
They're guilty. They're
Verdict
going down. They're going to go down in a Swedish prison.
You know what's interesting?
It's
got to
be awful. I hear that those Swedish prisons are just awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Oh, terrible. Yeah. The saunas in there.
Dirty, ugly woman.
And everyone on the internet is just up in arms about this. They think it's just it's the biggest injustice in the world.
Well,
where do you come down on this? Do you think? Okay, come on.
Okay,
okay. You want to?
Let's. Yeah.
You know, do we really want to get into this whole thing?
Well,
about the whether piracy is piracy or stealing. What is it? What's it called?
The whole thing's complicated. I mean, I think more interesting than how we might feel about it is the defendants have vowed not to stop doing it. You know, I was listening to, you know, their attorney make a little speech when I was driving up here, and he goes, they're fine. They don't care.
Say they're not going to pay. Yeah. They're not going to pay.
We're not going to pay. They owe like three.
Guys said, we can't pay and we wouldn't pay. Even if I had money, exactly. I would rather burn everything I owned and not even give them the final dust from the burning.
Wow.
That's what the guy said.
The
they should have done that
I
in
won't
a Swedish
give them the ashes.
Accent. Yeah. And all these people on the internet, they're like, you know what? This is the final straw. I'm never going to go see a movie again. I don't believe that. Wait until the next Batman comes out.
Wait till Wolverine comes out. Which I hear is terrible.
The first people in line.
Yeah.
The first people in line.
I agree. I'm kind of like, you know, this whole Pirate Bay courtroom drama has been dragging out for some time now. And I have to admit, I was starting to lose some of the finer details of the case. Till today, well, okay, they're guilty. Oh my gosh, you know, their lives are over. When you're in jail and $3.4 million. I mean, I thought they were like going to jail for life or something. It's not that bad.
I don't file share.
You don't file share?
No.
I
do not use any of these
don't
things.
Want
I
to
do,
lie on.
I do not take movies from the internet.
I don't. I have never once downloaded a movie off the internet.
You have never once downloaded. You're
illegally.
Going on the record.
Illegally.
Illegally.
Never once. That's
I have
true.
Not either.
And that is except because I have a Netflix account.
Of an adult nature.
Gross. Well, no, you're just streaming those. You're not downloading those.
I'm downloading them.
Just to watch later, maybe, if it's a good one.
Well, you know, you want to know if you... I'm just testing
Martin,
it out to see
I
if I want to add it to my personal
this.
Collection.
Icky poo.
I'm kidding, Sarah. I would never do such a thing.
Yeah.
No, I never have. I don't do it. I have downloaded one movie, and he said it was okay, and that was Sicko by Michael Moore. He said, go ahead.
Now, someone in the chat room, Tippix, to be specific, says Sarah is lying. Sarah's not. Movies are not one of those things that I download. They take too long. I don't have a very fast connection at my house.
But music,
music
is a different
music
story.
Music, in the past, I have been 100% guilty of it. Of course, I've
did you think you
deleted
were committing
all those
a crime,
files.
Did you feel dirty about it? Did you know that you were doing something?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you feel scared? Did you feel dirty? Did
no.
you feel guilty?
No, I felt nothing like a criminal.
You thought it was okay.
Like a cold-blooded criminal, I felt fine. I was happy.
You were
I was
okay
glad.
With that.
I was glad. I put on my headphones and I rocked out.
You work in the entertainment industry, though. I was playing a little devil's advocate. You work in the so isn't it?
Listen, Napster was around right when I got out of college.
That was a different era. I'm talking about now.
Well, now.
I'm talking about now.
See, here's the thing. All right. We are getting into this, aren't we?
A little bit.
Okay. Now, these days, myself and many others will download DRM-free albums off of Amazon mm-hmm. or equivalent, or iTunes Plus. I don't do that, but some people do. And sometimes said album is easily shared with friend mm-hmm. nearby because there are no restrictions. There's no little lock. That happens.
That's fundamentally different.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Here, do you want to borrow this CD?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
Sort of, yes. Borrow it and maybe not give it back.
It's not like, okay, I'm going to go to this great free thing in the sky here and say,
I mean,
I want to take this movie.
I have too much stuff in my life. I'm not like super into accumulating all of this
I can't even
illegal
watch
stuff.
Everything I buy on Netflix.
Me either. Actually, that's not true. I watch a lot of movies on Netflix. Well, more TV series. Very into Mad Men. You're still not watching that, are you?
I watched the first season of Mad Men. I loved it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. We haven't talked about it in a while.
Yeah.
Well,
when is the second season out?
No. Second season is not out. Should be out
say out
on ability to rent.
So it has played
yes.
on was it AMC?
Yes.
Or AMC.
AMC.
But it is not okay.
But it is not yet
wait.
On Netflix. Last time I checked.
It's really getting good at the end of the season.
Oh, it's season 2 will blow you away.
Don't you think I'm a lot like Don Draper?
No.
I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
No.
Like the way we sort of
no.
you know,
no?
Like, kind of rule.
I don't see it.
Everything we get
no?
involved in. No. Like, we're just really good at what we do.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of women kind of like running around.
Ouch. And,
oh, we can hold our liquor like crazy.
That you can do. I'll give you that.
The one thing I have in common with Don Draper is substance abuse. That's what you're saying.
Well, good for you, Martin. You're on your way. You're on your way.
I think I should have been an ad man.
You're good with words. You're very good with
words. I have a silver tongue. No, I think I should have. I wanted, actually,
I love Don. I want to marry him.
When I first went.
Even Leo likes him.
What's the appeal with Don Draper?
He's adorable.
Really.
Oh, my good. Ruggedly handsome. No. That's no.
Come on, Leo.
No. 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 You're thinking of.
Don Draper?
No.
The guy who plays Don
Draper?
John
Hamm is the actor. You're thinking of John. What's that guy's name with the long.
John Holmes.
John Holmes. No, no. Stop it right now. He's lying.
You think so?
I'm off mic, so it's not live.
Well, what Leo was trying to say. Can I repeat?
No, I was told that he did softcore.
Leo was told that our Don Draper did softcore porn. La, 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 can't hear you.
You should probably know what you're talking about before you accuse this guy of being a gay porn star, huh?
Wow. I don't know what to say. Shall we move on?
So the Pirate Bay, I don't want to get too much back, but there's a Swedish museum.
Yes.
They got the Pirate Bay server on display. They've had it on display for a while before the ruling even came out.
I wonder
it's
if...
It's the National Museum of Science and Technology over there.
Do you think that there are like little, you know, school kids being shuffled through? Look, the Pirate Bay server.
Ooh.
This is going to be a server.
It's just a, you know, it's a metal, it's a box.
It's a box.
It's a box.
It's shiny. Shiny box. Full of danger.
There's nothing in it, really.
Destruction.
It's empty.
It's an empty server.
Would you go see that?
There's probably some dust in it. No.
You would go see, look.
Not the least bit interested in seeing a server on display in a Swedish
museum. I've been to computer history museums. I would not.
I find computers
what am I gonna go
more of a tool.
I don't know.
Means to an end.
I mean, it's a computer.
Not so interested in the thing itself, especially if it's not doing anything. Really don't want to look at a piece of metal for money. Maybe that's just me.
So did you hear about the guy who got in trouble for urinating on a woman during a flight?
No. Please tell me more about that.
Getting a little, 28-year-old man, he's been sentenced to 3 weeks in jail for urinating on a 66-year-old woman during a Continental Airlines flight last month from Los Angeles to Honolulu.
Now, is he
that's
just...
That's not the most amazing thing, because then the pilot died and he landed the plane.
What?
No.
No, that's another one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Have you been dipping into our champagne?
He unleashed a box of pythons.
That's true.
No, I know.
There were snakes on another plane.
But it wasn't the guy who urinated.
No.
It was a different guy.
This is a totally
guy.
Different story.
So this story, man
this
jailed for urinating on woman during
just
flight.
Just stood
there you
up
have it,
and made water right there on the plane.
Now,
can you imagine?
Do you think, now let me ask you this, and I'm not even kidding here. Do you think this is an Ambien deal? You know how people get confused?
No,
When they're on a plane, they've taken Ambien CR, they think they're going to sleep.
I think it's a 7 and 7
kind
of deal here.
Tech
Junkie says this was
Incontinental Airlines. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Yeah, no, it's fine. No, keep it going.
You stole my line, Laporte.
Oh,
I had that one on tap.
Oh, come on.
There?
No.
No.
So the man urinated on the woman. I would be really mad if I were her, too.
Yeah.
I'd be really, really, really
it ruined. It says that it ruined her whole vacation.
I don't know. I mean, you got take a good shower. You're fine. I mean, your
that's
whole vacation...
Flight.
Let's not get, you know.
I think she's trying to get money from Continental. The interesting thing, the most interesting
because
thing is.
Because they let an incontinent man on her flight.
Yeah.
Give me $1 million.
I mean, if you're incontinent, you don't whip it out and pee on a 66-year-old woman in seat 13B.
He was on Ambien.
You think so?
Well, every time I take Ambien on a flight, I'm worried that I'm going to get up and do something stupid. Because they talk about sleepwalking. She does? It's never happened to me that I know of.
It happened to that. It happened to that Patrick Kennedy.
Oh, Patrick Kennedy.
Absolutely. It was Ambien that made him drive into that median at the Capitol.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Ambien. Twinkies. I ate a Twinkie and all hell broke loose.
I think the,
I was doing.
Interesting thing about the guy peeing on the lady on the plane is the case was investigated by the FBI.
What, like maybe like his pee was made of bomb material
apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, try
the shoe peer.
Try not to pee on others, everyone. Can we just be less animals? Can we not act like animals?
Could have been worse.
Went on flights. Could have pooed.
He could have.
Could have done the double duty.
He could have. Now that would ruin your vacation.
Indeed it would. I will, yeah. Where were they going, by the way?
Honolulu.
Oh, so she was going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And she got peed on. You know, if she would have been stung by a jellyfish off the coast of...
this guy would have been a hero.
Diamond Head. He would have saved her life.
You're right. Maybe. Maybe that's what was going on here. He sounds like an islander.
She looked like she had a jellyfish sting. It was just acne,
yeah,
sadly.
She had rosacea.
And he peed on her. Poor woman.
That would be my defense.
Poor woman. Thought you had a jellyfish sting. Well, let us all learn something from this. I don't know what exactly. Try not to take drugs and sleep pee.
This really happens to you when you get on an airplane, you take Ambien and you do things that you...
Well, no, they warn you, though, that sleepwalking is a somewhat common side effect. That you get up and you do stuff and you're not aware of what you're doing. I don't think that I've ever done that, but I have taken Ambien on long flights. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's so
humiliating. I wonder if someone has video
of me.
You
wake up and somebody's like, you just peed on that guy. You know, I don't know.
You're like,
that was crazy 4 hours ago how you,
you peed on that
peed
guy.
On that guy.
He's really mad still.
Yeah. I mean,
he switched
that was
seats.
Nuts.
So, how do you feel about people putting things in their eyes? Martin.
I wear contact lenses.
Are you, is it fine? Do you just, you know, you just pop it right in there?
It's simple.
It's simple.
Ooh, Oprah's on.
Ooh, Oprah's
on. Should we stop doing this and watch Oprah?
No. Who cares?
Look at
Oprah. She got a new set. She looks great. Who are these people? Who are these people?
She's serious.
She's
got a panel?
I'm not kidding.
That's that friend of hers.
That Gail.
Gail King.
Oh, well.
All right, let's not.
Yeah, who cares about these people?
We don't need to watch over.
Good signal. anyway, Martin. No, you know what? Actually, before we talk about eyes and putting things in your eye, let's talk about mothers who just don't know when to quit.
Oh, this is the best story of the
day. Just don't know when to quit.
This is the best story of the day.
Quit.
I love this.
Would you like to...
go ahead.
Yeah? All right.
This is you.
This one's
all you.
It's near and dear to my heart. Turns out that sometimes aging women have lovely daughters. Women... perhaps looked like the daughter back in the day, 30 years or 25 before. Well, this particular woman in the UK, no less,
because
they're always the weird ones, has spent over £10,000 on surgery.
Doesn't sound like a lot to me.
Well, no, not really. £10,000, but to look like her daughter. Now, let's take a look at the two side by side.
For you people... who are listening to this, you're really going to miss out. This is unbelievable.
Because
which
really,
one's which?
When you look at it,
can you
the
tell
one me? On the left, who's the mom, is hotter.
Yeah.
But she spent a lot of money to do so.
Only £10,000.
Well, I think she just had her roots done more recently. It might be a wig. But let's zoom in. I'm being very rude. Very rude.
She's definitely got better facial features.
But here's my question. Why are people crazy? Why would she want to look like her daughter? Is she trying to confuse people?
I wouldn't
people?
Want to look like her daughter because her
does
daughter's
does she want to
kind of
date the daughter's
ugly.
Boyfriend? Don't say that. She's probably very nice.
Probably
a very nice woman.
There's something.
But I mean, here, and there's more, too. I mean, it's like you can kind of tell in the mid-range who the mom is. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And the hands. She's got zombie hands. Feet, you'd never know the difference. Nice shoes, girls. Anyway, Janet and Jane. Janet's the mom. Jane's the daughter. have, you know, they've got this thing going on. And I don't know, frankly, the chat room, please chime in if I'm the delusional one. But I don't know anybody who would be interested in this.
Your mom wouldn't do this?
Oh, my gosh.
To look like you?
No.
Linnell would not do this to look like Sarah?
No. Are you kidding me? My mom doesn't even wear high heels. My mom doesn't even dye her hair. My mom doesn't. Well, we sort of look alike, but I mean, no way. No way. She couldn't care less. It just wouldn't happen. It's just very strange. Martin, what do you think?
You know.
You don't have anything to say, do you?
If it's going to make
you... like my stories.
If it's going to make you hotter, I say go for it.
But like hotter with who? With the daughter's friends?
No, I think it's... Come on. Do I really need to spell it out? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's what
it's
I was
disgusting.
Sort of looking for you to say.
You would never get plastic surgery. You would never go to a little Botox party. You're at a little party. Someone says, come on, just do a little bit. Just do a little bit, Sarah.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying like
come
I'm
on,
the
just
woman?
Try it. Just try the Botox.
All the kids
you
are doing it.
You won't get hooked.
You'll look so much better.
Yeah.
You'll feel so good.
You know
so
what's
going
to happen to people who are doing Botox?
What?
In like a bunch of years. And scientists don't realize this, but this is what's going to happen. All these like egg sacs are going to hatch where the Botox went in. That's what this stuff is. This all this botulinum stuff is going to, and it's all these people who are so vain.
I'm not going to point stuff, my finger at anyone, but why does it smell like wacky tobacco in here right now? Am I the only one?
I don't know. Laporte has been acting.
Somebody outside
a little
the
funny.
Cottage is blazing, apparently.
I don't smell.
I know what I smell.
I don't smell weed.
Well, believe me, I know.
I don't
I'm
know
from
what
Sebastopol.
Kind of, what kind of weed you smoke? That doesn't smell like weed.
Mm-hmm. I smell it. I smell it, but Henry's going to walk in here in about 2
yeah.
minutes. So I want to marry him. So, Martin,
yeah.
What else do we have to talk about before we get to Tweet?
Oh, the one-eyed filmmaker.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I was trying to lead us in. It wasn't really working with the contacts and the blah, 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 but just tell us what's going on.
This guy, Rob Spence, he's a filmmaker. He's only got one eye. I think it's great. So he's going to install... permanently a webcam in his other eye.
Aha. And this is actually...
But he says, I'm not a lifecaster. He says that in a statement. I am not a lifecaster.
So this is sort of the gross cam eye thing.
There it is.
It creeps me out. It's kind of icky. However, here's the thing. Okay, so he's not a lifecaster. Is he going to watch his day over and over by himself at the end of the day?
He says he's going to use the iCam the way he uses a video camera now.
Uh-huh. So
he wants to give... He's just trying to make a statement.
First person.
How people see the world.
First person type of a thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I think that's kind of interesting. I've...
He is in development on documentary about how video and humanity intersect, especially with regards to surveillance.
Okay. I'm mildly interested in this. Kind of would like a camera eye myself. If I ever lost one, I'd consider it.
So you wouldn't get plastic surgery, but you would do the camera
if I
eye.
Lost an eye and I had to wear a glass eye anyway, and
put
I could put a camera in it, that might be kind of cool.
I would keep snacks.
I don't know where the wire would
I would
go.
Keep snacks in my eye socket.
That's disgusting.
So if Stop I was ever it. Hungry, I could just pull out a snack. Why not?
Like Candy Tails?
Yeah.
Have you seen that Tim and Eric thing?
No.
It's very funny. Candy Tails. It's candy you attach to your hair and then you just eat.
That would be a good place to smuggle drugs.
In your hair?
In your eye socket.
In your eye socket.
If you only had one eye and you had a socket, you could put the drugs in your eye.
Uh-huh.
And then put your eye...
I'm losing interest in this already.
Your eye camera. Yeah.
How about jelly bean? I wonder how many gummy bears you could fit into a dry eye socket. 5?
This is like
20?
A thing at a fair. Guess how many jelly beans are in the eye socket.
What's happening to us?
I don't know.
What's
going
happening?
Terribly downhill.
I need more cooks.
yes, one Mark. More story.
All right.
I think everyone's probably heard about it, but we can't not mention it.
Well, mention it.
The guy over in Russia who the surgeons thought that he had lung cancer.
Disgusting.
They thought he had a tumor. He had this terrible pain in his lungs.
Disgusting.
Turns out the man had a fir tree growing inside his lung.
Yep.
A fir tree.
A fir tree.
A 28-year-old man.
That's
apparently
disgusting.
He had just like breathed in like a spore, some sort of a seedling, something. He breathed it in. It literally took root.
Yeah.
Inside his lung.
Well, his lung probably a nice damp sort of living, breathing ecosystem for the fir tree. Isn't it beautiful?
That's a good point. Colleen says, where does it get the light? I guess it doesn't need it. You know, conifers don't need that much light, right? For the photosynthesis. I don't know, Colleen. I can't explain why there is a fir tree growing in the guy's lungs.
So, anyway, the guy had a fir tree growing in his lungs, and as fun as that sounds to us, it was very painful for him.
It was very painful.
He was coughing up blood.
Yeah.
He was having chest pain.
I wonder if he decorated it come the holidays.
He was not happy. Well, I don't think the fir tree is going to survive because it's a lung tree, you know? They've taken it out, and poor little guy. It's like, you know, his roots have been severed. I feel sorry for the tree. I'm not going to lie. I feel sorry for the tree. The tree didn't know any better. It just wanted to live.
Yeah.
That's the coniferous experience.
I wonder if Greenpeace, like protesting the extraction of the tree from this guy's lung.
I don't know. It's possible.
The Arbor Day Foundation.
It's possible, I suppose.
So we're going to do something a little different this week with the Tweet Beat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because, you know,
Why did we decide this?
I can't remember, but I think you said something like, well, I could write a good Tweet Beat, or I said, I would always win Tweet Beat.
And I said,
something like that. I said, well, why don't we flip it around next week and you run Tweetbeat?
So we're going to.
So you, it probably took you a few days to put this together.
No, it didn't take me that long. It did take me longer. I thought it was going to take me about 5 minutes.
See?
Because you're
kind of tricky.
The way that you tabulate results is ridiculous.
Well, there's no
it's
other way to do it.
In the most analog sense,
I mean,
of analog.
I'm not going to write some kind of a script because I don't know how.
Let's listen to the Tweet Beat theme.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sutton said Tweet Beat. Are you ready for the one?
All right, everyone.
Notice it said Mr. Martin Sargent, not Ms. Sarah Lane.
Listen, you're the one who...
Normally, I'm running the Tweet
you're
Beat.
You're the... Shut up. This is my show. Tweet Beat. All right? It's time for Tweet Beat, everyone.
Now, I'm going to destroy you. I invented this game.
I don't know. I've got some really good ones today. Tweet Beat, of course, is the show that... the segment... How do you say this, all this stuff? Here, you do it.
No, you do it. You said you could run Tweet Beat.
Tweet Beat's the game that everyone's talking about on Twitter. So over a 24-hour period, I will choose two terms, and you, Martin, has to decide which one got more tweets, beats, tweet yeah. talked about more. Nattering on.
I know. How do you say it? Abner Doubleday felt during the steroid scandal.
Well, you read from a script. I know this. You're always looking at your computer when you start this Tweet Beat. Everyone knows the rules, Tweet Beat, right? Two terms, 24-hour period. Which one was talked about more?
Yeah.
We use the Twitter search function,
yes.
And that's how we figure it out.
Yes.
It's really annoying, too, especially when you have something that has
a lot of
Tweet
Beats.
Takes a little bit of time.
Yes, it does.
Martin?
It's a labor of love.
So, for example, if I were to say Oprah or... Oprah, you might say.
Oprah?
You might say Oprah.
I would say Oprah.
Well, then you would be wrong, and you would lose Tweet
Beat. What the hell's Oprah? Is that like a new Giga Om thing?
It's the term that people talk about less. Do you understand the rules?
Did you put any time into this?
Do you understand the rules or don't you?
Oprah.
Are you
understand.
Ready to play Tweet Beat?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's play Tweet Beat. First question, Martin. Oh, what are we playing for, by the way?
Okay, if I win, you will never get to run Tweet Beat again.
Okay. All right. No. Fine. Sucked. Took a lot of time this morning.
Whoa.
And if I win...
We'll play for... drinks?
Okay. Let's play for drinks. All right. As we drink. First round. Round one. Elections begin or It's a sin.
Elections begin, or it's a sin.
Elections begin, or it's a sin.
Elections begin, or it's a sin. So elections
just
begin.
Talk it through.
Trying
just
to
talk it out.
Trying to think about. I'm not really trying to think where elections are beginning right now.
Right now.
Where are elections beginning right now? In India. People are, is that right?
Yawn
elections
town.
Beginning there, or it's a sin, or it's a sin. Who might have said it's a sin? I mean, that could have been said in reference to any number of things.
What's
any
a
number
sin
of
is,
things.
Is that something that people say?
I don't know. I think we gotta go. If I'm correct here, then elections have begun in the subcontinent of India. Well over a billion people, many of whom may be on Twitter, at least a lot of people tweeting about India.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with elections begin. Final answer.
Judges! You are correct, Martin!
Yeah!
Elections begin. 58 tweets. Much fewer than I thought there'd be. It's a sin. 50. It was a very close call.
Wow.
Very close call. I thought that the Pet Shop Boys was going to throw you off, but now I realize that you don't know that song by the Pet Shop Boys, so it was worthless.
No.
Should have been playing with a gay partner. Anyway, are you ready to continue?
I am.
Round two.
I'm feeling strong.
I'm
one for one here.
Tweet beat. Are you ready, Martin?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah? What is it?
Susan's Got Talent.
Susan's
or
Got Talent.
Gave It Up for Lent.
Susan's Got
Susan's
Talent.
Susan's Got Talent or Gave It Up for Lent.
Well,
Yep.
Susan's Got Talent.
Looks like
obviously
you're sweating a little over there. Would you like a rag?
We're talking about Susan Boyle.
That's
Susan
right.
Susan Boyle, the wonderful Scotswoman who sang that song on is it Britain's Got Talent?
That's correct, Martin. Britain's Got Talent. Susan Boyle.
Took the world. See, I thought you were going to go maybe Susan Boyle or Price of Oil is what I would have done with this one.
That would
by
be
the way.
It.
But you said
rather
so
pedestrian way out.
Susan's Got Talent or Gave It Up for Lent. That barely rhymes. But
Talent and Lent. Oh, none of yours even.
See, the question is, would people actually tweet? They wouldn't say. They wouldn't say Susan's Got Talent in any tweet. They wouldn't. They wouldn't write that.
Would they? Or wouldn't they?
They might if they're retweeting.
And again,
if they're retweeting a headline. I can see a headline saying Susan's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we have the Catholics around the world.
Gave it up for Lent, but Lent. You know, people say, okay, well, I had given up cigarettes for Lent, but now Lent is over, and since Easter, I've been smoking 3 packs a day, that kind of thing. That would be really stupid if somebody did that, though. I mean, you went for 40 days. Why would you start smoking again? I am going to go with, because so many people were talking about it, so many people that... Maybe Susan's Got Talent, even though that's probably not the way most people were talking about, the phraseology that was used, so many people were talking about, I'm going to go with Susan's Got Talent, final answer.
Judges! You are incorrect!
Ah!
Susan's Got Talent, only 5 tweets.
See?
Wow. Gave It Up for Lent, a whopping 9.
See?
Oh, that's
a whopping 9.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
Oh,
told you it was going to be a tough one.
Yeah, okay. From
told
now on, I'm going to go with
single-digit
ones, too.
That
I mean,
was
the things I ask you are like, you know, in the thousands of mentions.
I play within,
and you still get it wrong.
I play
you still
within
get it wrong.
The rules. Within the rules, Mark
this
Sergeant.
This is terrible.
Wow. You are batting something awful right now. You're batting 500. 50%. It's an F.
All right. Okay, let's do the last one.
Are you ready for round 3?
Let's do the last one.
All right. Martin Sargent, here are your choices. iTunes podcast or Not So Fast.
iTunes podcast or Not So Fast. iTunes
of course,
podcast.
iTunes podcast. big deal for us this week.
Yeah, I believe that we are up to number 20.
Well, that's pretty good.
How about that? Maybe we should celebrate. Oh, wait, we are.
Let's celebrate.
iTunes podcasts are, hey, not so fast.
That's right. Two very interesting.
See, once again, the not so fast. The not so fast. It was. I think that
the rhyming part is a doozy, man. People, it takes me forever to figure this stuff out.
That's the tricky part. That is the tricky part.
It's the trick.
Coming up with two things that rhyme that would be a good contest.
That would be something that would throw you off.
That's the trick to being a game master.
Wow. However, you're just a contestant on this show, so why don't you cough up an answer?
What were they again?
iTunes podcast or not so fast.
iTunes podcast. Most people don't say iTunes podcast. Most people don't say, and we're talking about the exact term here. When we play TweetBeat, we're talking about the exact term.
That's right.
Search with these in quotes. You're looking for the exact phrase.
Yes. Okay. Actually, you don't need to use quotes.
Yeah, you do.
You don't.
If yes, you do.
No, it says if it's
unless
the advanced,
you pick the option. If you go, okay, you went into the advanced. Of course you did. Very good.
Of course I do. I'm an advanced person.
iTunes podcast. I was like, have you downloaded the new Twit iTunes podcast? People don't say that. People don't talk like that.
Well, do people say not so fast?
They might, especially if somebody went like, not so fast, Ashton Kutcher. CNN Headline News is coming back at you. Something like that.
On Twitter, they would say that? I think that's over 140 characters.
They would be retweeting. No, it's not.
I think it is. Okay, well, not so fast, Ashton Kutcher, CNN Headline News is coming at you.
Okay, let me count it out right now.
Oh, please.
Because this is not.
You're stalling because you don't know the answer. This is a tough one.
Not so fast, Lane. I'm going with not so fast.
Not so fast?
I'm going with not so fast. Final answer.
Final answer.
You're buying the drinks. Booyah.
Judges! You are correct.
Yeah!
Ah! iTunes podcast.
TweetBeat.
26 tweets.
Mr. Martin Sargent.
Not so fast. Got a 40. Almost double. This sucked. I thought it was going to end differently. You're pretty good. Got two-thirds of the stuff. Great.
Yeah.
Good
I
work,
won.
Martin. Good
I
work.
Won.
You won fair and square, and I really thought I was going to get you. I'm glad about the Susan Got Talent one. That was a tough one. But elections begin, or it's a sin. iTunes podcast, not so fast. TweetBeat, fair and square. You have won, sir, and for that, I salute you. I guess I owe you a drink.
You do.
I owe you a drink.
You absolutely do.
You bought me a drink last week. I don't know that you did, actually.
I don't know. I think, actually.
I don't know that you did.
I think we went to get drinks and
you
ended up buying them.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
That's all right.
I wanted to.
You all right there?
Yeah.
Got a little cough,
huh?
Maybe you might have a fur in your lung.
I might. I might have a conifer. Or maybe some juniper berries. Maybe some gin went down the wrong way. Yee.
Are you still drinking gin?
No, not much. Not drinking much gin lately.
You were drinking gin the other night. Whiskey.
I was drinking whiskey the other night.
At the saloon.
Oh, man. I felt a little the next day.
I felt a little the next day.
Yeah.
And I didn't even,
How late did you guys stay there?
Not much later than you. Finished my beer and went home. I had three beers.
We got a bottle of wine on the way home.
Well, that's, why do you think you felt that?
Butters.
Yeah, Butters.
Boy, she.
Lushy what? Lushers. They should call her Molly Lush Donald.
Oh. It's embarrassing.
Molly McLushold.
Well.
Martin, this has been a fun show. The TweetBeat, as much as I enjoyed putting it together, I do think that you're probably better at it. I can say that. You know, I'm man enough to admit
it. Well, Sarah, I think that you're a better contestant than I am.
Aw, really?
So maybe from now on,
what
we should do is you be the contestant and I'll run it. Or maybe we could bring on special guests.
I like that
perhaps
idea.
Like perhaps Ashton Kutcher, and he could play TweetBeat.
You know, when Ian Spector was on a couple weeks ago, he was a fun little, you know, he it wasn't really little, but the two of us, you know, we got together and we fused our brains. I believe we lost, so no thanks to you, Ian, yeah. But it was fun to have
someone to bounce ideas
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
certainly.
Certainly, sir.
Yes.
So, you know, in that sense, I think that that's the way it should be. You know, we've got our roles. I know my place.
Yeah.
I know my place.
Well, wonderful then.
I push buttons and let's you think that. Of Tweetbeat themes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We can even have people on Skype.
Indeed.
We can even
Indeed.
Have people on Skype.
I keep watching Oprah because I think someone we know is supposed to be on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to say.
Not me.
No, not me. They should have me on if they know what's good for them.
Mm. Who are these people?
That's Evan of Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ev.
Hey, we should stop the show because this is becoming boring. Okay,
let's do it.
Everyone,
thank you so much for watching, for listening, everyone. If you have not signed up yet, subscribe, please do so. We love seeing ourselves go up in the rankings.
We do.
Just go to twit.tv/twiff and you can find out how to subscribe to iTunes or however else you want to get the
absolutely
feed.
You can subscribe via iTunes, but of course
platform
you can
agnostic,
subscribe,
do whatever you want to do as long as you listen to the show.
Exactly.
That's all we care about.
Or watch it live, as many of you are doing
now. And we thank you so much for doing so. And until next week, have fun.
Have fun. And we'll see you, kids.
Bye.
Bye, Marty. Say bye to the kids.